And she said, the date ends at the front door. Got it. And she said, when they say you want to come over and watch a movie, they don't want you to hang out and watch a movie. Nor do I. And no more hanging out watching a movie. And I learned how to be a woman, a single woman of dignity in Alcoholics Anonymous. And Beartooth Conference in Billings, Montana, and I was off to go spend a week with my sponsor. I had done an inventory, and I was doing an inventory with my sponsor and spending the week with her. And we went to Beartooth, and it was Friday night. I was behind the podium, and when I came down after the meeting, this big, tall guy, this bald head, big guy, he comes over, and he's got eyes of blue, and he always has a toothpick in the side of his mouth, and he said, "Ah, my name's John Barlene. Nice to meet you." And I just, oh my God, there he was. You know, that voice, I just melted right that moment. And we kind of hung out for the weekend. I will tell you though, on Saturday night, he did that looking down with that toothpick in his mouth, and he said, there was a late night meeting, and he said, "Let's go to a meeting." And I thought, if I go, I'm toast. I'm toast. So I said, no, I'm gonna stay and hang out with my girlfriends. And so we did end up going to the meeting. And John courted me the way that a man is supposed to court a lady. And I'll tell you why. Because I acted like a lady. And he treated me as such. And he invited me to come out to the Coast Range Conference, was our first date, and his daughter Cassidy picked us up, and we were a little late for the conference, and we started an amazing courtship. And I said to him, you know, I've been married once, I eloped, and my family wasn't there, I broke my daughter's heart, and so, you know, if we're gonna move forward, we were talking about getting married. I said to him, I'm going to cuss one time. I said to him, I really want a big ass wedding. And he looked down, he's got a bald head. If you know him, he rubs it a lot. He rubbed his head and he put that toothpick on the side of his mouth and he said, define big ass. I did. We had a beautiful, amazing wedding. Bill was there. We had a great time, and we've been together about 10 years, and I'll tell you, you know, we've had a rough go of it. We were married 7 years, and I'll tell you what we did. We were married 7 years, we got divorced, and we started dating, and now we're friends. So, great friends, great companions. So, only in AA, and I. During that, when I married him, I inherited, we're both package deals, and his daughter Cassidy was in the same shape as my daughter. So, you know, John and I both had daughters on the streets that were just breaking our hearts. It was, the phone would ring and we would say, well, which one is it? Yours or mine? I don't know. And both of our hearts were just broken, and he had to do the same thing to his daughter and hang up the phone and say, honey, I just can't help you anymore. And we had hands off. We just had to let them go. We had to let those girls be on their own. And I am very happy to say today that Cassidy is 4.5 years sober and just bought her first home. Yeah. And she's an amazing mother, she's an amazing woman, and she's actually in the room. Cassidy, will you stand up, please? Please. She calls me mom too, and I'm honored that you came tonight. Thank you. So, I want to tell you one little story. When I got my house in Phoenix, when I went to Norman, when I first got sober and I didn't have a car, I didn't have a driver's license, there was a man that would pick me up every morning. He and his wife and daughter, they would come and pick me up, and we would drop off his daughter at school, and then we would drive into the city. I got a little job, and he would